Don Dillard never wanted to retire. The 57-year-old expected to keep working as a public advocacy lawyer until she turned 100. But last year, a diagnosis of uterine cancer forced her into retirement. Now her full-time job is fighting terminal cancer, and she says even if the disease kills her, she doesn't want it to defeat her. APRN's Annie Feit has this profile.
The cancer that's killing Don Dillard has left her sense of humor very much intact. She greets me at the door of her Kenai home wearing a black shirt that reads, "I'm not dead yet."
Hello.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, good to see you too. You don't have to take your shoes off. Okay.
Dillard lives in a split-level house in Kenai with her husband Ron, two gigantic dogs, and three ferrets, Whitey, Chunk, and Chum.
Chum's the oldest. The dark one is the oldest. Come here, bud. Hi. Looky there.
Don met Ron doing community theater in Bethel in 1998. They married 5 years ago on snow machines in spring as the last snow was melting from the tundra. In some ways, they're opposites. Ron is tall with long, wavy hair, a gray beard, and red suspenders. Physically, he's a big presence, but a quiet one. Don is much smaller, but she has a light-up-the-room personality and is always cracking jokes with a slightly devious twinkle in her eye. The couple expected to grow old together. Then Don caught a basic cold in January 2012. Weeks went by. She visited a doctor several times, but never got better. Finally, she asked for a pap screening. It's supposed to be an annual exam, but Don says she had skipped it for at least 5 years.
I would just put it off. I'm like, yeah, I know I need to do this, but I'm going on vacation next month. Or I know I need to do this, but I've got a big trial coming up. And, you know, it was something that I just kept pushing back in the back of my mind. I knew I needed to do it, but I didn't.
By this time, Dawn knew something was seriously wrong, and the tests confirmed it. She had uterine cancer. She had to fly to Anchorage for more tests to find out it had metastasized to her liver and abdomen. A gynecologist recommended starting chemotherapy right away.
And I said, well, I don't know that I want to do chemotherapy. What other options do I have? And he said, well, if you do nothing, you'll be dead in 2 months.
Since that day, Don's life has been a blur of blood draws, surgeries, procedures, and doctor's appointments, along with chemotherapy. She's lost track of the exact number of chemo sessions she's had. She and Ron moved to Kenai in February, in part so she could be closer to a treatment center.
I need to get your weight and blood pressure whenever you're ready.
After a quick visit with a doctor at Katmai Oncology in Soldotna, Don settles into a beige recliner for 2 hours of chemotherapy. She jokes with the nurse about the name of the chemo drug dripping into her vein, topotecan.
I dream about it. Doesn't it sound like it ought to be a Caribbean island?
Topotecan. Totally. Good.
Instead of a horrible medicine that makes you feel rotten.
Topotecan.
When she first started chemo, a doctor told Don she could expect to live about a year. She beat that prediction by at least 5 months, and she's hopeful the latest round of chemotherapy will make a difference. But at this point, she's happier not knowing her prognosis.
Part of me does want to know, but for the most part, I don't. Right now, I feel strong. I feel like, I can walk up and down the stairs. I can go shopping at the grocery store. You know, I can play with, my dogs, and they're enormous. And I don't feel weak.
Dawn says the hardest thing about living with a terminal illness is the uncertainty. She wants to go to San Francisco or maybe even Hawaii, but doesn't know how far ahead she should book the flights. The main priority right now, though, is spending time with Ron. She says she can't imagine going through cancer without him. He's always at her side.
We'll take care of her. They'll take care of her. And the world keeps turning because she's here.
Yeah. This must be really hard on both of you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
But, it's something about that to happen, the whole thing. So I've got her.
As for the future, Dawn hates the phrase taking it a day at a time. She prefers to say she's winging it and just trying to enjoy life. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.